All right.
Good morning, good morning. Happy holiday weekend. Okay. Our theme for today is you never leave yourself. Okay. So just rest back in the reality that there is no person here that is speaking and there's no person here to be listening. That the oneness is, and what appears to be happening is just happening. So follow a breath. Just aware of the happening. Aware without comment. And follow another breath, gently, easily. Just be aware of any appearance, be it a thought, a feeling, a sensation. Just aware. I often hear from students, that let me know that somehow they have left their center. They have left that feeling of peace and joy. They have left, or somehow it has left them. And then there seems to be a struggle to get back into that center, as it's called, to get back into that place that they may have discovered in silence or discovered in meditation. But quite literally, you can never leave yourself. Now, in those times of experiencing happiness, experiencing peace and joy, that is the time when the true self is present, or God consciousness is present. But we are so conditioned to expect that the higher power or God or the presence is with you when times are good. And when everything is going along pretty well. Okay. Does that feel familiar? When we are joyful, God is in his world and all is well. So then what about the times when peace is not felt, but anger is there, or fear is there, or judgment is there? So what takes place when there seems to be that state we're in of judgment and anger, anxiety, doubt, fearfulness. What is going on then? This is when I will hear, I've lost my center. Okay? I can't get centered. I can't get back to that place of peace. I can't get back to that happiness that is there in that stillness and silence. So this is the conditioning that we have, that we've incurred, or that we have placed upon ourselves. That as long as things are going along swimmingly, and we are in that zone, or we are in that place of contentment, then, okay, God is present. But then wham, all of a sudden you get a phone call, you see something, and maybe a few cuss words, maybe a couple of judgments, some anger, you know, getting a little upset there. What about then? That is when that conditioning tells you that you have left your center. But have you ever asked, how did I leave my center? How did I leave myself? Okay. If you're not in your center, how did you leave yourself? How did you leave your essence? How did you leave what you are literally made of? How did you leave that? Well, you never did leave it. You have never, ever left yourself. You've never left the center. You've never left the light. You've never left the peace. You've never left the happiness. And it has never left you. It has never left you. There is only a sensation of it because you have believed a thought that is stating, when there's anger present, I've left my peace. I've left my joy. But let's take a look at that a little bit more. Okay, let's put on a mask of we're really ticked off. We're angry. We're you know, stubbing our toe and kicking the door and just totally upset, an upsetness being there. Now, first of all, what is aware? What is aware that there is a, say, a stubbed toe and cursing words and anger and shouting and upsetness? What is present that is aware? Take a breath. What is present that is aware of the angry words and the judgment and the shouting? What is present that is aware? Okay. So take a breath. Now, where is that presence that was aware? Did you have to search for that awareness? Did you have to get into some kind of a center to find the awareness? Do you have to seek this awareness? No. It was present. It was present all along. The other side is oftentimes I hear, well, it's my ego. I can't control my ego. I can't, get my ego to let go. I can't get the ego to become enlightened. And that is all just the thoughts. There has never been an ego for you to be an ego, and you cannot be anything other than what you already are. Okay. So the awareness was always present. It was present when there was the feeling of the peacefulness. Let's say you were sitting in the silence, and the depth of that peace and the depth of that joy was all so much present and in awareness. And then here we go again. All of a sudden you stub your toe and all of that falls apart. Why does it fall apart? Only because there is some old belief system there that if I get angry, if I get ticked off, if I get judgmental, if I scream and shout and curse, then that must be the ego because that can't be God. Okay. But yet there's awareness there in both scenarios. When you experience yourself, the peace and the joy, that is there no matter what the outer picture might be. The peace and the happiness and the joy does not rely on what the outer picture is. It is ever present. But when the outer picture brings a picture of negativity, we accept in that negativity. Okay, I've been angry. It's like I've been angry and ticked off today, therefore I've been a bad girl. No. Did I ever tell you the one where God doesn't keep a scorecard? Doesn't really care if we get ticked off or not. Okay. But in that, there is maybe very far down, maybe well hidden, but there is a subtleness there that is tempting you to believe that in anger, frustration, that you are doing something wrong. And in that doing something wrong, you have left God's joy. You have left God's peace. And now somehow you have to get back into God's good graces in order to be in that place, that center of peace and joy again. No, no, no. That is not so. As I said, God does not keep a scorecard. Doesn't care if you're cursing or singing. Doesn't matter. It is only mattering to the one that is still embracing a belief in separation. The one that believes that they are not yet the pure consciousness. They're not yet the present. They're still yet embracing a sense of separation. The unhappiness or the anxiety sensation, they come from the idea of being separate. It's like a bundle. It's been bundled. Okay? They're part of the bundle of a belief in separation. And we believe in those moments that we are separate from our true self. that we are separate from pure consciousness, or that we are separate from what we call others. And at that point, then, we are feeling we are separate from our peace, and we are separate from happiness. But you have never left yourself. You remain as you always are. The presence of happiness and the presence of peace, it has only been layered over by some belief stating either you've done something wrong or you've left God's grace. Both are totally impossible. But in that belief in separation and believing that somehow we've done something wrong and need to be back, get back somehow to God's grace, again, we feel as if we have left that center. But that is only a feeling. That which is an appearance, that is only thoughts, which are also appearances. And what do you know about appearances? You know that appearances are not reality. You know that appearances are without power. And you know that appearances are without presence. That is true of every thought, every sensation, every feeling. Happiness is not a feeling. It is your nature. Peace is not a feeling. It is your nature. It is the ingredients that make your essence. Love is not a feeling. Love is your nature. When we feel we have lost them or moved from them or gotten out of center, then we begin the seeking of them. And the more we do stay in the seeking of these things, the more we hold to the idea of separation. It would be like water seeking wetness or the sun seeking light. Wetness is the nature of water. Light is the nature of the sun. And your nature is peace and joy and contentment. Even in the midst of chaos and anxiety, fear and frustration, you are present in your full essence of peace and joy, happiness and love. You are never not your essence. So again, we can cover that over by an old belief system with believing a thought that says I've done something wrong, or how did I get out of my center? I know I was angry. Okay, so anger was a sensation. Being angry does not mean that we have done something wrong. I mean, you all get that, right? Okay. Being anxious doesn't mean we've done something wrong. Being afraid doesn't mean we've done something wrong. It just means we are aware of these feelings and sensations. But as long as there is a holding to the belief in separation, we will feel that feeling these feelings is somehow wrong. is somehow not of God. That somehow we need to find a way to get rid of them. Well, beloved, you're always going to be aware of feelings and sensations. They're going to come and go and come and go. This is why it is important to see that the feelings and the sensations and all that you are aware of is not yourself. Yourself is the essence of love and peace. It's what you are, not what you are feeling. Okay. So you have never left yourself. You have never been out of center. The thought, the feeling of being off center, or somehow that peace has left me, that is a feeling. And then the story begins to go along with the feeling. And then we get ourselves in a quandary on how to get back to a place we've never left. It's only that you've picked up the thoughts and believed them. There is no need to seek for a place you've never left. No need to seek for something that you already are. There's never been a moment when you are not what you are right now. Right in this moment, you are the fullness, completeness, and the wholeness of the presence of love. We call it God. We call it love. We call it the source. We call it by many names. But there's never been a moment in the whole of existence that you were not that. And again, the only reason it feels like you've left there is because of holding to the thoughts, the beliefs, and the concepts of separation. There's never been a separation. You cannot leave what you are, and what you are cannot leave you. So there isn't anything for you to get back to. Okay. In the story of stubbing the toe and getting angry and shouting and cursing and throwing things, you haven't gone anywhere. Okay. Nothing has gone anywhere. It only feels like it if you insist on picking up a thought that says you've done something wrong. Okay. Happiness never goes. It is omnipresent. Love never goes. It is omnipresent. In the midst of chaos and war, peace and happiness are present. They are omnipresent. Okay. But in that little belief that is held about being separate, In the believing then that peace and joy are not present, we act out the thoughts and we suffer accordingly. There is no suffering in you. There is only the feeling of suffering in accord with a belief in separation. Again, it's a bundle. The concept of separation, the belief in separation, comes as a bundle. And the other part of that is that you've never been an ego. You don't have an ego to subdue. You don't have an ego to take care of. That too is a concept. It's a system of a belief pattern. Nothing exists outside of pure consciousness. Nothing exists outside of you. So there cannot be a you and an ego. The ego is a result of a concept of separation. It's part of the separation story. Okay? So take a breath, take a nice breath, rest back a little bit. And just for a moment, just let everything go. No thoughts about yesterday. Don't take up any thoughts about tomorrow. Don't even take up any thoughts about this day or this moment. Just be still. Letting the ideas just pass by and letting any thoughts just pass by. And in that, just recognize what rises to your knowingness. And what rises to your knowingness? Did you have to go get it? Did you have to try to make it be there in your knowing? It was there all along. Did you have to seek for it a little bit? No. Right there. Did you have to say an affirmation to make it come there? No. It was there already. Will you never, ever leave yourself? A nice deep breath. And recognize whether you are in a conscious state of knowingness or whether you are involved in a picture show. You never, ever leave yourself. Ever. Okay. Okay, so helpful.
Mary,
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It seems like I leave myself when I'm with other people.
Notice you said it seems like.
It seems like all the attention leaves myself, my knowing. It's an attention thing. It feels like it makes the other person more important or something.
When you are with what you call others, you are still the presence. You are the presence, you just call them others, but it's you. And it is when we speak, because we have to use words to communicate, they're beautiful tools, that it does seem as if there are two or more present because of this act of communication. Okay? But it is up to you to be living in the heart, smiling, knowing it looks like two or more, but it's only myself. This is when you live from your heart in the knowingness of who you are, and in the knowingness of oneness, okay, you can have this act of communication without leaving, which you cannot do, but without the sense of having left yourself to be with an other. You will be living from the heart in knowing that it is myself speaking, it is myself listening, it is myself laughing there, it is myself laughing here. It is myself crying there, then it is myself crying here. Because of what is. And there is just that one. So when you're with, say, others, as in now, be in the heart, knowing that this is just that act of communication with myself through body forms. I am communing, I am communicating with myself. Yeah, I just called myself. I will meet you at 2 o'clock at Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, and myself on the other end says, okay, I will be there. See you in a while. That act of communication seems like there was two speaking. That's our conditioning. That's we assume that there is an other because of the space between the objects. Okay. But as you go through your practices and practice and getting into the heart before the communication, before the phone call, before the going to the neighbor's house, before going anywhere. And the more that we do that, the less we need to practice that. It just becomes naturalness to us. That is myself. I am speaking to myself. I am listening to myself. That's why I say in the beginning that there's no person here to speak. And there is no person here to listen, but there is the oneness here to have the speaking and the listening happening. Okay. Does that help? Does that help a little bit?
It helps.
Yeah.
But I still... I'm still seeing a person, but that's okay. I can work with this.
Well, no, because yeah, okay. Who is seeing another person?
Oh, because I'm not. Oh,
who is seeing another person? The concept of separation, the idea of separation, is seeing another person. That's the whole nature of the concept of separation. Of separation is to see others rather than recognizing that every body form is a vehicle of consciousness. And as I am consciousness, then that form there with the name of Kate is my vehicle, and I communicate with that vehicle. And then there is a vehicle here called Mary, and I also communicate with this vehicle. There's a vehicle there called Alice. I communicate with that vehicle to a vehicle called Mary. But there is no Alice, no Mary, no Kate. There's no Heather. Only consciousness is there. And I use that vehicle called Heather to communicate with myself in another vehicle. As long as you insist that there is a person there, you will continue to see a person there instead of yourself, And you will be seeking oneness when it's already present. The body is the vehicle. It is not yourself. It's a vehicle of experiences. It's a vehicle of communications. But it is not yourself. Okay? You shine through every one of the 8 billion vehicles on the planet. Your voice comes through 8 billion forms on the planet.
I gotta laugh.
I know.
My mind. This okay. Mind is going crazy.
No, don't give it to mine. Do not give it to mine.
No, I can't. It's right. If I'm hearing you, I just stay in my heart. That's it. My mind went crazy.
Stay in the stillness and let the mind do whatever it does.
Oh,
just don't pay
God.
any attention to it.
I'm not. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, Glorian.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are. To what Kate was saying, my thoughts are images that I have made, which is a part of misperception. And beyond all of that misperception, the images, the projected thoughts that are not real, is the light. So beyond all of my concepts that I project out there is the light. Thanks.
Beyond all concepts that you project, who is the you that is projecting?
The false self.
I'm sorry, the what?
The misperception projects the concepts. The true perception joins with the Christ light. So I see all my thoughts are images that I have made. So, but this is misperception because everything is a projection of mind. So if I'm aligning with the false mind or the ego, then I'm seeing these false images. But beyond that, if I'm in true perception, I recognize the light. That's beyond all concepts, because that's all there is. God is the substance of all form.
That's all there is that light. But the false concept, what happens when, excuse me, what happens when you recognize that the false concept is a false concept?
Then I surrender it. I try to go into the stillness and recognize that this is a misperception. But I think the recognition that these concepts, if you see something to me that is like, this is only for me because there is only me here. But if I'm recognizing something like the mountains or whatever, that could be a reflection of love's presence. But beyond that concept is only the light. There are no two worlds. So,
right, because there's no concepts in the light.
Right. So that's all there is. That's all.
Is that.
So this whole world.
There is no false identity because there's only the light.
Right. It's
okay.
Misperception.
The false identity is a misperception.
Right.
So even that
out
can't
there is
stand
our salvation.
The what?
Nothing out there is our salvation.
No.
Our salvation comes from my one self is united with my creator.
You are the creator in that
right.
in that regard by the projection of objects.
Yeah, I love what you said before too about I am love, I am grace, I am joy. That is creation.
That is my essence.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mary, it's kind of like going back to what you talked about last week about the film and the projector. It's we're the light, and the film is just the movie we're seeing, and that could be the
We
purpose.
are not the light. I am the light.
I am the light, right? Yes, I am the light.
Right. And in that looking at objects, okay, there is there is almost like a natural concept that if there's space between it, then everything is separate. If there's space between the bodies, then they are separate. Okay, so there's a body here and then there's another body over there. The misconception is that we think it's a person instead of ourself. You can call it a vehicle, you can call it a body, you can call it, anything except myself.
Wow, I've missed been sure have, I sure have been seeing things the wrong way.
Until we are recognizing and have just let that idea about being separate go, because there's nothing more to it than that. Okay, you had an idea that 2 and 2 is 5, and you let that go. Okay, you got an idea that I'm separate from the God that I am, and you let that go. And then you have another concept with the earth is flat, and then now you let that go. It's a concept. And you see the concept for what it is, nothing, and you let it be. Don't have to get rid of it, don't have to fight it. Don't have to meditate on it to ascend over it. You don't have to transcend it. You don't have to do anything. You see it for what it is. Poof. Poof. I mean, you don't have to get rid of 2 and 2 being 5. You see the truth of it, and it's gone. And it's gone. Okay. And the truth is, you are the presence of God, or what we call God. Everyone seems to have their own dictionary as to the description and the identity of what a God is. And I've asked you all before to take a very deep and close look at that definition that you might be holding about the term God. But it is what you are. You are that light, you are that presence. You are the presence of love. You're the presence of joy. You're the presence of happiness. That's why you can go into a room and light it up. Why you light up consciousness itself. But it is simple. And the group that has been studying and working and seeking for these years recognize, if you have not yet recognized it, that the idea of being separate from love, being separate from peace, being separate from grace or abundance, or being separate from those things is nothing more than a 2 and 2 being 5. It's an illusion. It's not a reality. Or like water in the desert, that's like a mirage. It's not a reality. I cannot be separate from what I am.
Mm.
way.
Yes.
Hey, we all good?
Yes.
Okay. Let us pray. Thank you, beloved self, that I have never left my heavenly home. I have never walked on a path apart from your presence. I have never been separated from peace, joy, happiness, or beauty. In and as you, I have always been just as I am now. The light I am shines as grace and love. Amen. Om Namaste.